back to the KODY studio for more Mugs in the Morning with Tristan Winder, only on KODY 1240 AM, 106.1 FM.
And welcome back. Joining us now to discuss his candidacy for mayor of North Platte is Mr. Lonnie Parsons. Lonnie, how's the campaign trail been treating you the past week?
Well, it's about the same.
About the same?
About the same, you know. Kind of like everybody else, trying to stay out of the crowded places. And,
yeah.
Easier said than done, but...
Easier said than done. My wife made me a mask in case I did, so I thought that was nice of her, because she probably doesn't want it, you know, but... It's funny, you know, that probably not funny. I shouldn't say funny, but when you go to places and half have them and half don't, you know, you're like...
You know, one of the things I found about wearing a mask, it increases social distancing. Everybody
yeah,
looks at you and people goes,
people are
going to...
They'll keep their distance a little bit more.
Well, one thing I've noticed is I don't recognize the people, so we're not stopping at Walmart or Menards.
40
not
times.
Stopping at Doc Doolittle.
Visiting so much. So...
Yeah, it makes a difference, that's
for
sure.
There are some advantages, possibly.
So now, big city news here, Lonnie. We were talking about off-air a little bit, but we know it's no secret. You and Mr. Hawks get together on Tuesdays, schedule permitting. And big news here the past couple weeks, tip of the cap to Mr. Hawks, volunteering to stick around past his retirement date, if need be, as a city administrator.
Yeah, I have to say hats off to Jim, you know. I think that's a honorable thing to do for the city.
Yeah.
It's kind of sad because of the irresponsibility of the administration not to found somebody by now that he has to delay his time with his wife and family, you know, after his retirement to stick around here in North Platte. Or, you know, I think they were going to take like 6 weeks off and go travel around and see family. So hopefully they move fast and find somebody. Preferably maybe even move somebody up within the city so we can get Jim on his retirement and things can move forward, I would hope. Because he's done a great job.
Absolutely, he has.
You know, and it's time. Sometimes people just are burned out or they're just time for them to move on.
Everybody is due retirement at some point.
At some point.
Yeah.
Right?
So, and I think Mr. Hawks does deserve to ride off into the sunset, so to speak, and enjoy some... more leisure time.
Right, with his wife. Very important, you know.
Absolutely.
I think he's given one story, you know, his wife and him come into WB's and play Keno, right?
Oh, okay.
So she's a really funny lady. She puts his phone. They went to a beach, right? She's down the beach. Of course, he's up working on some budget deal, right? On his laptop
on
and on
beach.
His phone.
Imagine
well, up
that.
On, up on the deck, you know.
Oh, okay.
So she has enough of it. So she goes up and gets his phone, puts it in the trunk of the car, you know. So she's a funny lady.
almost, but, if you're going to be married to the city administrator, you almost have to be able to do that sometimes.
You probably, if you want to spend time with him, you probably do.
Oh, funny story.
And, you know, other thing that we were talking about, you know, I thought the Telegraph yesterday did a fantastic job on that Spanish flu article yesterday.
Yeah, Todd Von Kampen's article is excellent.
You know, when you look...
He's very good at picking out the history. From a writer's standpoint, he's almost like Ken Burns is with the videos.
Todd digs it out. Todd is a great historian. He really is.
Yeah, well, you know, what kind of surprises you is that we had that much in writing back then, you know, that it was, like, documented every day. That was kind of impressive, you know.
You can go back to the archives and pull that out, and it makes a good story. And then, as we were talking off air, to see what was done back then.
Oh, right. I mean, you know, it took a lot. And the mayor to say, we're shutting down the whole city.
Mm-hmm.
You're staying in your houses. I mean, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That was a brave move back then, because but it was a little bit easier. Also, we have to say, you know, we couldn't just get in our car and drive 3.5 hours and be in Denver back in 1918. You know,
this is true.
And we didn't have an interstate that ran
like,
right through our town.
Why would we want to go to Denver?
Right.
Well, you didn't have the advantages of the internet and online ordering and things like that either. So
correct. And we have the interstate that runs through our town, which we don't know how many people that could possibly come through. You know. Our town that might even have it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So there's some struggles now that we did not have in 1918, but great article.
Yeah, if you haven't read it, find it. Read it. That's a good one.
That was a good article. So now, again, folks, we have Lonnie Parsons joining us discussing his candidacy for mayor of North Platte. Lonnie, we've talked every week here for a couple of months now about your candidacy. We haven't touched on a hot topic here for a little while, in particular the golf course. We've touched on plenty of hot topics, but not the golf course here in a little while. If folks haven't heard you on the program before, heard you out in public, what are your opinions or thoughts on Iron Eagle?
Well, the Iron Eagle, to me, is a simple deal because the citizens of North Platte voted for it, and the citizens of North Platte should vote it out. So my plan would be on the November 2021 ballot that we put it up for either we keep it or we don't, and we move on, and we're done with it. But the reason I want to keep it for, of course, we wouldn't be in office yet, but I want to keep it through the 2021 is to maybe help them with different revenue streams, budgeting items, things that that could help bring down the expenses and grow more revenue so it's more of an attractive venue for people to look at, and also being totally transparent with it every month, you know, telling about golfers, how many out of town, how many in town, what we spent our money on, how much we took in, and then in November people can look and make a really good judgment on whether we should keep it or not in November. So that is my goal on the Iron Eagle.
I was going to say, I know a big thing in talking to you about the issue in the past is one of the reasons you want to leave it open throughout 2021 is not only do you want to try to do those things to try to improve it, you want to present the voters with the most information possible so they can have black and white concrete information when they would go to the polls to vote for that.
Yeah, because, you know, I don't know about everybody else, but right now I feel a little bit like we're in the dark on the golf course. You know, we have certain people tell us that we're losing tons of money. We have certain people not so much. So I think we should put it out there and be totally transparent. People can look at the budget and say, okay, yes, no, and we move on with the golf course. I also think we probably need to draw a line in the sand, though, if it floods again, what we do, you know. And I think that has to be big. We can't throw in another $2 or $3 million into a project. You know, we might make it into a park and go to 9 holes, but that needs to be dealt with also in that ballot. Mm-hmm. I think we need to be totally upfront. What's going to happen? This is where the line's drawn, and let the people decide.
Yeah.
You know, the other thing, property tax. You know, those are the two things that really do come up.
Two hot topics.
Those are two hot topics, and I try to tell people that if you have trust and we build the right council team behind it, we could drastically reduce the city's levy on the property taxes by half. I believe we could almost go to half, and that would be my goal. You know, there's no sense of having a goal of we're going to drop it 3/10 or whatever. You know.
Yeah.
Right. Because that's nothing. I would like to drop that city side of that levy in half, which right now we're at 0.51, so my goal would be to be close to the 0.26.
What's Kearney?
0.14.
Okay. There's our target.
That's our target, but, you know, as we talked about before, the airport's 0.6, so, you know, 6. So if we added that to theirs would be at 20. So I think if we got to 26, it would be easier to get down a little bit farther next time around, you know. I think right now that if we set a goal, we get our budget in line. I would hope that we could work with the department heads to figure out budgeting. Maybe some people don't understand, because when I hire managers, even when they come from out of town into the restaurant bar business, and we talk about budgeting, building revenue, you know, they've never had to do things like that, right? They've ran departments, they've ran people. But I think one of the biggest challenges is to teach department heads that we have wants and we have needs. Same thing we tell our kids.
Right, yes.
It's always nice to want something, right? I've been telling my kids that for years. She's probably laughing right now, but she's. I said it's always nice to want.
Yeah.
But what do we really need? So, same thing with them. And how do we in each department build our revenue stream? What is out there that we could do different to build revenue in our departments, right? To close that gap in the losses or whatever in each department. I think it's important, and I hope that people buy into it. We can't live on property taxes, you know. We all know that. As they come off the books with different nonprofit organizations buying up properties, the old Sun Mart, I bought it, sold it to the church. Well, half of it will become off the books, you know, mm-hmm. And that's just how it is. We need to find different revenue streams, and think that's how we do it. Work on budgets. We're probably going to have some other kind of property relief occupational tax like Kearney has to help us, but I think we can do it, and with the city's help and the citizens, we will do just fine.
It sounds like you almost want to do a little bit of what Governor Ricketts calls tightening the belt, and you know that a little bit of working with the budget and looking at the budget could possibly mean tightening the belt.
Right. Well, you know, there's a, I think Rony, when I was coming in, talked about fluff. There is fluff, you know, and I think I've talked about when I was a firefighter back, I left there in 2000, I believe. Our budget was every year we had to spend the money that we had. Mm-hmm. That should not be, you know. We've talked about before, it should be like, hey, good job, here's your reward, you know, whether it's a Snickers bar or whatever for, for coming under budget by so many dollars, you know what I mean? It should be, that should be what their goal is, too. And I think that we can get everybody on the same page, and I think it'll be a good time. The other thing, you know, we have to stop taking away revenue. You know, I see that the council is going to vote on reducing a $500 occupation tax on a brewery, on a pub brew. And it's only $500 a year. They make their own beer. They sell to distributors. Bars in town have to buy from them distributors. So they're like a manufacturing place. So $500 don't make or break you, but why would we want to reduce it? Right? We need every penny that we can get in occupational taxes so we don't have to raise our property taxes. So some things like that don't make sense, but hopefully they look at that and we move on in a good direction on that.
Now, Lonnie, and looking at your opponents, it's almost a crowded mayoral field. There's six of y'all together. If you're talking to somebody out there that's an undecided voter right now, what would you say to them to vote for you come May?
Well, I think that it comes down to time. I think that even though this is a so-called part-time job, I don't think any mayor has really taken it as a part-time job.
Mm-hmm.
Whitaker spent every day almost in there, in his office. Same with Richardson. And I think the mayor that we have now is doing the same thing. You know, you spend as much time. You got to get out in the public. You got to go to events. I have that time. I will spend the time. I will give North Platte 100%. I mean, my main goal is North Platte if I get in, right? I think that if you don't have the heart in the right place, then you probably shouldn't be running. But it's a full-time job,
mm-hmm.
and I think that's what it'd be down to is the two full-time people that can do it. That's what I believe.
A full-time job with part-time benefits.
Well, yes, but if you're getting in for the benefits, you're getting in the wrong.
This is
wrong
true.
Reason.
You're in the wrong
reason. You
have
reason. A very good point. You have a very good point. So, obviously, you mentioned you want to be involved, and obviously, there's a lot to tackle. And you've talked about some of those things. But our current mayor, Mayor Livingston, has done a great job at being in the public eye, like you mentioned. Is that something that you would want to do if time permits? Make it to these ribbon cuttings and shaking hands and kissing babies, so to speak.
I think it's important. You need to be out there. I think that the mayor's done a great job. You know, I mean, every time he comes out of our place for lunches sometimes, and everybody knows him. It's a great deal. He's always smiling. You know, it makes you feel like he has control and whatnot. I think that's important. I think there's a lot of things that go on during the day that needs to be addressed. And I don't know if you can do it having a full time job, but I guess we'll see.
Lonnie, anything else you'd like to add this morning?
No, you know, I think that one of the things I was going to talk to you about is, you know, how great our people on Facebook have been. You know, it shows us a lot on the community. You know, how they set up things like how to make masks, or if you need food, let us know. Diapers, let us know. You know, they're showing so much support for our city that it's overwhelming. You know, people going out delivering food for people that can't get out. I think it's crazy that how great our city has come together, and it tells me that our people are happy.
Mm-hmm.
Our people want this place to grow. You know, even though we have some bad times, and for sure an unforeseen things, who would have thought that this would ever happen? You know, like you talked about a tornado. Mm-hmm. You know, when I was a fire department, we practiced on having tornadoes and plane crashes and all this stuff,
right.
But never, you know,
you can simulate
pandemic.
Some of those things, but
right, very easy,
virus,
very easy.
Simulate.
Traumatic things are very easy for fire departments to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
This is not, you know. You know, with the HEPA laws and stuff, the fire department are going out to houses, and even though the hospital might know that these people have this virus right now, the fire department don't because of the HEPA laws,
right.
And some have been put on leave because of it, you know, and I know there has to be HEPA laws, but I would think between the medical staffs and they should be able to lift that a little bit, so at least we know. We probably shouldn't put, like, red paint on the doors or nothing, but you know,
communication between medical professionals.
I believe that should have been a little bit better next time around.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I believe. But It's been great, and, you know, if people want to get a hold of me, they can. They can call my cell phone, 520-3820. It's also Parsons for North Platte on Facebook. Like it. I put a lot of stuff up a week that I believe in and stuff, so they could, like, see where I'm going.
Some
and stuff.
Good interaction that can be had while still practicing that social distancing.
Right, right. So, read. Absolutely. Maybe not scan.
Lonnie, we appreciate the time, and we'll see you again next Monday.
All right, thank you, guys.
More coming up on KODY after an update with the one and only Rush Limbaugh.